Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Well, and keep in mind, how stupid are you? I mean, you're in law enforcement and you think just destroying your phone is going to take care of everything? Can we have an intellectual test here? Because if that's what you think, you're not very good at your job. You're not paying attention.
I mean, you're 100% right. But the reality is, if you destroy the evidence, you've destroyed the evidence.
Yeah.
Well, if you're, think about it from the perspective, if you're a cop and you know that your carrier after 30 days is not going to be able to produce the actual messages themselves, they'll obviously be able to show that a text went from this number to this number, was received from this number to this number. But in terms of the actual, the context of the text themselves, they're not going to be able to get it. I mean, if you've got all kinds of shit on your phone that you're like, fuck, dude, like, because I'm a cop, I know they're going to be able to extract everything. Like, I got to flamethrow this phone, man, because I'd rather deal with the destruction of evidence charge than murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So they weren't idiots in doing what they did in, you know, taking the phone to the military base and physically destroying the SIM card and the phone, because that's what you do. I mean, I mean, at the end of the day, it is that it's a lesser of evils of what they know they could be up against once they realize that the heat is getting a little bit too close.
Thank you for that, because I didn't see it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it could be your way too, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, every cop doesn't have to be a criminal mastermind, but you would think baseline that they would all have a pretty clear understanding that you're going to be able to extract everything on that phone. But like, to Tony's point, talking about kind of like the broader scope you know, where everybody's like, oh, well, this is why all these people in the Karen Reed thing were acting so fucking weird and deleting shit. And where if it's cops, it could have been anything. I mean, yeah, we talked about it at one point in terms of, you know, maybe a fair, whatever. But yeah, when we think about it in terms of in relation to what was going on with Birchmore and potentially other cases,
yeah,
especially cops that are texting one another. And if they're like, oh, man, that was fucked up what fucking Farwell did, you mm-hmm. know, where they're making, you know, like allegations of knowledge that they knew. So, I mean, you're going to fucking get rid of that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean,
that can incriminate them, not yes. just on the level of. And that could be true of a very innocent person who also is fearful and isn't saying anything. I'm not saying it's right or wrong that they didn't. I'm saying it's wrong they didn't say anything. I am saying that. If you 100%. Do have knowledge of this, you should have fucking spoke up. But if you didn't, but you were doing it for fearful, I have more understanding. It certainly doesn't make you as bad as the perpetrator of the crime itself. But you got some accountability there. And you'd be facing that accountability if you didn't do the right thing out of your own fear. You still could face those consequences. So getting rid of that stuff, everybody's going to act in their own self-interest at the end of the day.
100%. I mean, people always do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality of this thing, is that people are always going to be in acting in their own self-interest, but yeah, more importantly, in self-preservation mode.
Safety, security, and prosperity. That's what everyone's going to yeah. always be acting in their own interest for. That's how yeah. people work.
That's just how we operate. And it's sad. You know, and that's why when you think about this Birchmore thing kind of on a bigger level, you know, it's really hard for me to believe that within the program itself, that, you know, these other cops that were working that program didn't know what was going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, but like you said, it's like, you know, there's certainly allegations that Sandra was passed around,
yeah.
you know, between these, which to me is just so disgusting and yeah. horrifying, man. It's like, it's such a breach of the public trust. It's such a breach of their duty. It's such a breach of their authority. And it's like, again, when you think about the grooming side of it, it's, you know, I always tell people on my show, I'm like, I get the sense, because I'll be reading the chat, and I'm gonna get the sense that you don't really have an idea or clear understanding what grooming is, and just how mm-hmm. deeply these predators can get their claws into these yeah. these kids, in terms of, you know, because it's like everybody thinks, oh, a kid's gonna say, oh, creep, I don't take stranger, you know, candy from stranger. It's not how it works. No. They ingratiate themselves with these kids. They create this trust, and you know, and it's a slow process.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going in there immediately trying to get sexual with these kids. They're building that trust in that relationship long before that happens. And then when it happens, you know, these kids have this misconception that this person loves them and cares for them. It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
And look, I mean, I'm thinking back into the 90s when I was like in junior high. I remember there being some teenage girls that, you know, came from kind of rough homes, were certainly seeking out some sort of figure that was going to be stable. And I remember we were like, what, 14, 15, 16 around that point in time. We couldn't drive. So it had been like, yeah, in that age range. Yeah. And I remember some of those girls being like, I got me a man.
Yes.
And he's 20, or he's in his early teens in college, or he's early 20s or something. I got me a man. You got yourself, like, with them, like, shaming the other girls who were dating the other 14-year-old boys. It's right. like, I got me a man. And this is open conversation.
Yeah.
And guess what? None of those children who are in this circle of discussion are looking at that going, oh, you're being groomed.
Right.
Maybe none today they would be. Maybe there's more awareness to that. We didn't have To Catch a Predator. Dateline wasn't about all this back then.
Right.
Maybe today there'd be a little bit more. You'd hope, but I don't know that there is. Because every single one of us who were not being groomed in that moment, we're just like, well, that's a weird relationship. I don't know like how you, this 20-some-year-old man is relating to you, but it was just accepted. Like, yeah. Oh, she's dating somebody. She's dating an older man and she's 14. Wow. And to think that was, you know, like our normal way of thinking. But look, when you're that age, I don't know that most 14-year-olds are thinking all that differently today within the confines of their own bubble when one of them goes and says this to them.
Well, they don't have the capacity to
do that. No, they don't. They know the life, the reps, hopefully, to think that, you know, because hopefully they've had a life that hasn't been filled with trauma and predators. Yeah. I mean, the ones that do recognize it probably have had a life that's filled with trauma and predators. Or dad had them start watching To Catch a Predator at a very young age. And they're able to look at this shit and go, you're a I'm one of those dads.
I know. I was just going to say it's you.
Yeah.
Or an older sibling.
Or an older sibling, yes.
It's like my older daughter, like she went to the same school as my 12-year-old's going to, or they're now 13, you know, same middle schools, knows the same teachers, you know. So like she's kind of a, you know, she's a bit of a watchdog in terms of my youngest.
Sure. As
Cameron knows, or, you know, she'll be like, oh, what about this? You know, it's like, because I think that the kids are more aware, and I'm basing that on, you know, just this concept that there's, you know, there's chatter that goes on about, you know, like between these kids with anything, you know, not necessarily, I'm certainly not implying there's any creeps at my kid's school, because as far as I know, they're all wonderful people. But, you know, in terms of just kind of like, I see it, that when I look at a group of girls, like a friend group, that they're, I like to think that they protect one another to a certain extent. Like, I like to think that if my daughter was being groomed by some 20-year-old, that her friend group would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
but the problem, you know what I mean? Like, the problem with that, though, is the groomer is going to then convince that child, you don't want, those aren't your friends. If they're telling you that our love isn't real, and, you know, I mean, there was fucking songs about this in the 80s, and, like, look at Benny Mardone's End of the Night. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say. And the video's about this creeper coming into this girl's window, and father's chasing her out, and this is popular music. You know, there's all, it's been like celebrated for so long and normalized in weird ways. And we normalize it in weird ways too, that are very different than that it was back then. But there's certain ways that we just normalize this unhealthy behavior. And then, I mean, I a lot of the girls I hope would stand up and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But nobody wants to admit they're wrong, including children. So when children are being met with, oh, this guy's creeping on you, and this is really not right and not appropriate, the first reaction from a young girl is that's being preyed upon like that is probably typically not, oh, you're right, I didn't see it that way.
Right.
It's more like, fuck you.
Right.
I love him. He loves me. You're just jealous.
there's strength in numbers.
There is.
And like the other part of it is like these days, especially like kind of like we're out a little more rural. We're not quite as urban. So, you know, there are rather large friend groups that exist. And these kids are all like all up in each other's shit in terms of what boys they're talking to, you know, with Snapchat. It's like the ability to be able to communicate with one another, I think, is helpful in kind of tempering that particular situation. Because back in the old days, say in the 80s and 90s, when we were talking about, we didn't really have that type of ability to be able to communicate in a group to where even if one of your friends is like, hey, yo, that's fucked up. Like, I don't know why this guy's talking, you know, in the group chat.
Yeah.
Going to make you more aware where I like they're just and they can locate each other. You know, they just are more involved. Yeah. Now, I have this concept. Yeah. I think that there is real power and strength in numbers for girls that age. And, you know, it's like, it's my rule. I tell all my daughters, I'm like, I never want you going anywhere without a homie with you, at least one, preferably more, you know? So like, but I hear what you're saying. Like if the groomer's so deep in to that point where they've already formed a relationship, then you got problems. Yeah. You know what I mean? Then, like I'm talking more front end when friends see something just fucking off going on. Mm-hmm. Like I like to think that most kids, because we've drummed it into their heads enough through school and just through living life, that look, there's fucking creeps out there, and you need to be hyper attentive to these creeps, and you need to be aware when they're doing things that seem innocuous or innocuous on the front end, but are really very devious in terms of what their motive is. You know, you've got to put them on high alert for that, which sucks. You know, I mean, it sucks. It's like we lived, I lived a very different life as a child in terms of kind of like innocence and you know, being able to go out until whenever the street lights came on and my parents not having to micromanage where the fuck I was and what I was doing and who I was with. Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, there's just a lot of bad people out there. And
I want to hit one more point on this before we wrap up, because the DNA test obviously came back. It shows Farwell's not even the father.
Dude, what the fuck?
That just blew me out of the water.
Now, does that fact, and I know the, I'm going to throw it out there because I want your answer. Does that fact weaken the prosecution's case, or does it simply just remove one potential motive to reveal the deeper, more sinister one here?
I think it plays the opposite. I think it strengthens the case, because the fact of the matter is like this was completely unnecessary. If the true motive was not to just hide the fact that he was in a relationship with a child and going to face whatever is going to come with that, but the fact that the real motive was to hide the fact that he had had a child with her, you know, and that. Because you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, completely.
Mind, like it's that part of the case where I'm like, are we pretending like fucking people didn't know that this guy was like molesting this girl?
But, I mean, a lot of people were looking the other way. Yeah.
Well,
that's the screwed up part. I think a lot of people were just like, well, she's of age now. Yeah, they started dating, because they'll say something like, use a safe word when they were, and then the people will look back in their own world and go, well, my grandparents got married at this age and that age. Well, that's kind of, and that will be rationalized. They will rationalize grooming and all of this shit.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to look back at their own world and go, that's kind of fucked up where I came from. So with all that being said, with the not being his, are we ever going to find out whose kid this is? I mean, she's dead. So it's not like she can get court orders to force paternity tests on all these men that she had been sleeping with. Can a court order come into, can we check all, can we run a paternity test on everybody in the department?
Yeah. That's the fucking thing, right? I mean, that's a really interesting question, because I have long thoughts on DNA collection, and I'm always concerned about law enforcement misusing it or, you know, abusing the power that they have with IgG and those things. And, you know, as much as I think there's this thought process that they'd love to have every single fucking person in this country's DNA on file, it stands to reason that we should have every fucking cop's DNA on file as well.
I agree with that.
You know, it's like
part of the job. It's like, you want to do this? You're going to be held to a higher standard because you're a police officer. So because of that, yes, some of the rights and freedoms that the citizens out there enjoy, you don't get. But you also get to carry a gun and tell people what to do. So it's a trade-off.
Yeah, you have huge power. So, I mean, the only other way they could do it, T, is if they're going to do it surreptitiously.
Yeah. You know,
if you're going to sneak around.
Go find somebody eating pizza.
Yeah, they go, look at that fucking pizza bus that guy left. Oh,
hear him in this shit. Yeah.
That guy. Yeah, I mean, I would think that there would be some kind of push to try to figure out who actually impregnated her. Now, I mean, I have no idea what Sandra was up to outside of this relationship with Farwell. I mean, because he was fucking married.
Well, we do. We do have ideas, because there was three other people who admitted to having sexual relations with her who were all officers. So we have some of an idea what she was up to.
God, dude, it's so fucked up.
I would think at least those three who have now, who can't be cops now for the rest of their lives, have to take the test. And if not, maybe somebody should be looking around for their fucking pizza boxes.
Exactly.
and exactly. and maybe we should figure this out, and then gather everybody together, make them think they're going to a big old, you know, party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and then suddenly Maury pops out, and right? guess what? Who's the father?
Take all their half-eaten chicken wings.
Exactly. They're like, here we go, everybody. Maury Povich is showing up for one final appearance in Canton, Massachusetts. Mark your calendars.
You know what? In light of all the failure on the front end, it's the least we could do for Sander Birchmore.
It like is.
That yeah. type of investigation needs to take place on the back end because everybody failed her. Yeah. As a child. So I'd love to see that. And it would make for great content.
I would love to see Maury show up and do this at a Buffalo Wild Wings as well. Canton. I think that would be.
It's a winner, dude. It's a winner.
Yeah. And you have like other like special appearances by other people like that come in like, oh, my God, Proctor's here today. Like, what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
And in no way am I saying Proctor is the father of Sandra Birchmore's right. child.
He's so, not saying that.
Not saying that. It's just a special appearance. It's, you know, it's just the greatest hits of all yeah. of the shit that got went down over there. Yeah.
Good anyway. Time. Good times.
That's going to wrap up. It's going to wrap up this episode of Hidden Killers Live. Be sure to let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube if that's where you're watching us. Be sure to press subscribe wherever it is, whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to us on. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of it. We come to you live every single Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Central is when it starts on YouTube. And then, of course, you get the content right away as we put it out. So thank you for tuning in today. Let us know your thoughts. Hit subscribe. For Bob, for Stacy, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way.
hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.